The Gemara Masechet Ksubos teaches us, the Chazal teaches Gedolim, Mas Tzadikim and Mas Shemayim V'Aretz. The production, the product that Tzadikim produce is even greater than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the creation of the world. Says the Gemara, Mas Shemayim Ksiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the universe, Ksiv Af Yodai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Yodai, one hand. When Mas Tzadikim, when we speak about what Tzadikim produced, the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Migdash Hashem, Kanu Yodecha. Kanu Yodecha means two hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ksav Sefer tries to understand why what was created by Tzadikim needs the two hands of Hashem, merited to the two hands of Hashem, versus what was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoido Be'atzmai. The creation of the entire world require only one hand. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it wasn't necessarily that difficult for Hashem to create the world. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is done as soon as he decides to do it. However, when human beings get involved, even though the human beings are tzaddikim, but when human beings get involved, the issue becomes much more difficult and much more complicated. Because human beings, by nature, have all sorts of different issues and have a yetzer hara that prevents them from doing things as they should be done. And human beings have different desires, wants, different factors that come into the calculation as a human being does something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that what, and for therefore, for when a tzaddik to produce even a mikdash, and even to produce a beis hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, so to speak, explains the Ksav Sefer, get personally involved to make sure that even though it is a man-made production, and as the production of a human being with all of his limitations, it should come out perfect. And that is what the Gemara means to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'aretz all by himself. When he created by himself, there's no problem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a world, and there's nothing interfering from it to be immediately accomplished perfectly. Whereas when a human being gets involved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants it to come out with the perfection that the Mikdash came out with the perfection that the Batei Mikdash came out with, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I need to get more involved. I want it to be perfect. Magdash Hashem, Konu Yodecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got more involved to make sure that the human being, with his frailty and with his limitation, should still be able to produce that beautiful Beis HaMikdash. And I think that's pshat in a Medrash. The Medrash says that Kishama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said V'osli Migdash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, make for me a Beis HaMikdash, Omer Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Atayari B'tachtoinim, why are you going to bring your glory to this world? Kvayt Chabel Yoinim, the true Kvayt Shemayim is in the Shemayim in heaven. Omer Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to them, Chayechem, I swear, Shani Oysek Shem Shamartem, I will do as you ask. El Ktilosei Molei Oretz. The Medrash is so difficult to understand. The Malachim are requesting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep his glory in the Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do what you want. And then he says, Tilosei Molei Oretz, my glory is in this world, in the whole world. And of course the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to them, I'm going to acquiesce to your request. You want it in Shemayim, it'll be in Shemayim. But that's not what happened. We know, as we learn in our parasha, Vasli Migdash v'shachanti b'soicham, the Migdash was made in this world, and not in the Shemayim. So how's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm fulfilling your request? The answer, perhaps, is, what did the Malachim want? Malachim don't have any of their own personal needs. The request of the Malachim was, what will bring Kvod Shemayim? They are here as we really all are here, but they don't have any interference. They are here to be marbek kvod shemayim, to produce kvod shemayim. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't there going to be the greatest manifestation of kvod shemayim when you have it in shemayim with the malachim, with the kedusha, with the shechina? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're looking for kvod shemayim? I'll tell you where you'll find kvod shemayim. You'll find kvod shemayim in this world, in the world with all of its issues, and still Klal Yisrael able to build a Mikdash, and Klal Yisrael able to bring the Shechina into this world. That is the greatest manifestation of Kvod Shemayim, and that's what we should all be striving for. And that's why famous Medrash says, Tanit Be Eliyahu, Ki Misham Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma, as soon as Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Miyad Omar Kodesh Baruch L'Meisha V'Yichuli Truma. So what's the connection between Klal Yisrael saying Nasa V'Nishma and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, okay, if you said Nasa V'Nishma, then Asul Migdash, make for me Beis Migdash. Perhaps the pshat is, when Klal Yisrael reached that Madrega, that they are able to proclaim Nasa V'Nishma, that we're prepared to do and to listen to whatever you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are the people. People who come to that Madrega are being able to declare Nasa V'Nishma. What they're able to do is build a Mishkan. Build a Mishkan in this world. Build a Mishkan in the world of Gashmias. Build a Mishkan in a world where there are Yetzihara, in a world where there are challenges and tribulations. It's not easy to build a Mishkan in such a world. But Hashem says to them, you now are reaching the Madrega that you are able to do so, and therefore please take advantage. And of course, as we said, Hashem says, I will help you. There's an interesting Sefarna. The Sefarna says that on this pasuk of Asli Migdash Shechanti B'Soichem, he says, before the Chayta Egel, Klal Yisrael were able to daven everywhere. As the pasuk says the B'kom Makom, says the Sefarna, the pasuk says, B'kom Makom Sh'askashmi Ove Lech V'Rechticha, wherever you are, you could daven and I will listen and I will bring bracha to you. When Klal Yisrael did the Chayta Egel, says the Sefarna, they were no longer able to be in that Madrega, that wherever they daven should have an infusion of Kedusha. And they needed to build a Beis HaMikdash, they needed to build a Mishkan. So I saw Reb Chaim Marcha Katz tells Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in his Sefer Beher Mechoykik, explains what does the Sefarna mean to say. He says, we think that building of a Mishkan was an achievement. It was an opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. And of course, Posh Pshat, that is what it was. But he suggests that's what the Sefarna means to say, that it actually represents a representation that we weren't on the Madrega. He says the Madrega that Klal Yisrael was on before they did the Aveir of the Egel was that they were able to infuse Kedusha wherever, whenever they were. The Chayta Egel brought Tumah to the world. The Chayta Egel brought that not everywhere is it a place that is susceptible to the same level of Kedusha. We need to have a Beis HaMikdash. We need to have a Mishkan. But the goal is to come back to the point that we were before we did the Egel. Before we did the Egel, we were able to have B'chomokim she'aska shmi ovei lecha v'rechticha. The Gemara, in Masech the Yuma, daf ayin aleph amen aleph, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, the David HaMelech declares, as halach lefnei Hashem ba'aretz zachayim, Amr of Yehuda, ba'aretz zachayim, where is the aretz zachayim? Zamokim hashvokim. What a difficult Gemara. The Makom HaShvokim, the marketplace with all of the distractions that the marketplace represents, is the Aretz HaChayim. So Ramatul Katz says, absolutely. He says, to have a Makom Kedusha in a Mishkan, to have a Beis HaMikdash, and that should be your Makom Kedusha, that should be a place where your tefillahs are accepted, of course, is not that difficult. It's the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses with Kedusha. But our goal, which was the life that Klal Yisrael experienced before they did the Chet HaEgel, was B'makom HaShvachim, wherever we went. And whatever we did, we were able to infuse Kedusha into that spot. We're able to infuse Kedusha in every one of our activities. And that's what we strive for. That a Jew, in all of his activities, in his 24 hours a day, in his 7 days a week, should always be working towards Kvod Shemayim. As Hal Chufnei Hashem, Ba'artzes HaChayim.